This audio is from the Satsang of Reno Center from June 9, 2019. این audio از Satsang مرکز رینو در 9 جون 2019 هستش.
Tonight's quote is, act as you speak, speak as you feel, do not play false to your own conscience by forcibly enslaving it and embarking on actions not approved by it.
کوت امشبمون اینه: همون گونه رفتار کنید که سخن میگویید و همون گونه صحبت کنید که احساس میکنید، با به زور به بردگی گرفتن ندای درون و انجام اعمالی که توسط آن پذیرفته نیست، به اشتباه بر علیه آن نقش خود را بازی نکنید.
بعدن این ترجمه رو تصحیح میکنن که منظور ندای درون نبوده و صدای وجدان بوده.
So my first question is just, why is it important in your experience on this path to act as you speak and to speak as you feel? Why does this matter?
کاوی میگه که سوال اول من اینه که از تجربتون این چرا مهمه که اون چیزی که احساست هست رو بگی و
اونطوری رفتار کنی که حرف میزنی و اونطوری صحبت کنی که احساس میکنی.
Well, I can definitely speak to speaking as you feel, because I wasn't that great at that for a lot of my life. And first Hashem and then Sat underscoring it really taught me the value of speaking up and speaking your truth when it's warranted, getting it out there and being done with it. And it's one of the most freeing things that I've learned on this path. In terms of acting as you speak, I can't say that I'm always as successful as that as I would like, but I can say that when I don't do it, I feel badly.
بهار میگه که در مورد این که حرفت با احساست یکی باشه، من همیشه خیلی تو این کار خبرگی نداشتم. و اول از هاشم و بعد از سب یاد گرفتم که وقتی که نیاز هست حرفم حقیقتم رو بگم، بذارم بیاد بیرون، بعد تموم شه. و خیلی چیز آزادی بخش بود برام در این راه. در مورد این که رفتارم با اون چیزی که میگم یگانه باشه، شاید خیلی وقتا رفوزه بشم در این مورد.
خب نمیگم که همیشه این کار رو میکنم، ولی اگرم این کار رو نکنم اون وقت احساس بدی دارم نسبت بهش. This reminded me of sincerity, words, thoughts and deeds. I will translate myself. And to be open. And of course not defending. That's part of all my sharing. برای من این قسمت اول در جواب سوال کوی یادآور خلوص نیت بود، اینکه افکار و رفتار و اعمال همه در یه جهت باشه و همچنین اینکه باز باشی. و باز بودن این تمرین به من خیلی کمک میکنه که بتونم این کار انجام بدم و اینکه از خودم دفاع نکنم، چون وقتی میخوام از خودم دفاع کنم بستم.
For me it's more than just even like speaking as you feel, because a lot of my feelings and my thoughts are very logical. I mean they feel and sound very right, and still if I follow them I don't feel good. So I think it's about, for me, act as you speak and speak as you feel is act and feel from place of love and gratitude. Not even saying or doing what I think is true or right or honest, because that also can leave me feeling very enslaved. But I'm not, معنی این کود بیشتر از اینه که فقط
حرف حقیقتم رو بزنم، اگه احساسی دارم حقیقتم بگم. خیلی وقتا من احساسام و فکرام خیلی منطقیم و خیلی دم حرف میدم، ولی هنوز باشون برم یا بهشون رو بدم احساس بدی دارم، احساس میکنم که در زندانم. برای من معنیش اینه که از اون عشق و از اون قدردانی حرف بزنم یا کردار و رفتار از اینجا باشه.
برای منم این من برمیگرده به اون سه تا گروه، سه تا کلبوری که من مدیون طرف بدکار نیستم به این دنیا، دنیا هم بدکار به من نیست، من فقط مدیون خودم هم. وقتی من تو اون دو تا کلبوری باشم ببینم خب رفتار کردار گفتارم توی راستا نیست و تلخه، برام خیلی تلخه، قشنگ میفهمم مزهش قشنگ چیزیست شیرین نیست. و وقتی که رو اون سومی باشم که فقط من مدیون خودم و با خود باشم، در بودن باشم، اون موقع برای من در شیرینه و میفهمم که از این، چون خودم یه احساس عمیقی دارم تو قلبم که میفهمم که رفتار گفتار که دارم توی راست هست.
Gopi says, for me, this goes back to the three groups. The world does not owe me anything. I do not owe the world anything. I owe it to myself. And when I find myself in the first two groups, I see that my thoughts, words, and deeds are not in line, and it leaves a bitter taste in my mouth. But when I find myself in the third group, and I am in the state of being, there's a sweetness that I can taste. There is a deep feeling in my heart that tells me when my thoughts, words, and deeds are aligned.
برای منم در تکمیل گفتاری هم گفت جون و هم سفید که گفتن، هر دو اینا کمک میکنن که اون چیز خلوص نیت، عدم هماهنگی افکار، گفتار، رفتارم رو ببینم. وقتی که میتونم ببینم، گاهی موقع میتونم تصحیحش کنم، گاهی موقع هم نه، این فقط میتونم ببینم که این هم خب مسلما احساس راحتی ندارم باش حتما، ولی یه موقعی میشه تصحیح میکنم، یه موقعی هم نه، ولی میتونم کمکم میکنم برای دیدنش.
So Hila shares that in addition to what Gopi and Sepi both said, both of what they said helped me a lot. When I can see my thoughts, words, and deeds and discern whether they're in alignment or not, when I can see if I'm being sincere, that's very helpful. Sometimes when I see it, I can correct it. Other times I can only watch it, and it doesn't feel good. And I can't always correct it, but it does help me a lot.
So, in addition to what everybody said, for me, acting not sincere and talking not sincere makes the dream and my dream even deeper. Every single time that I either act or speak not truly to what I'm feeling takes me one step deeper in the dream. And versus that, when I'm acting sincerely or speaking sincerely, it brings openness and takes me to the surface of being. So, and makes me more conscious of my being. من گفتم که در تکمیل همه چیزی که همه گفتن، وقتی که من هر کلمه‌ای که صحبت میکنم برخلاف اون چیزی که فکر میکنم یا هر کاری که میکنم برخلاف اون چیزی که صحبت میکنم و توش خلوص نیت نداره، خوابو خیلی عمیق‌تر میکنه و انگار یه پله عمیق‌تر میرم توی خواب. و برعکس وقتی که اونجوری که فکر میکنم حرف میزنم یا اونجوری که حرف میزنم عمل میکنم، منو نزدیکتر میکنه به سطح و رویه بودنم و اینی که هوشیاری رو بیشتر میکنه و خواب رو کمتر میکنه.
My experience is similar to yours, especially regarding speaking as I feel, because if I don't, when I don't speak as I feel, and I spent a lot of my life not speaking as I feel, everything gets very twisted. To get from A to B, now you have to go from here to here, you've got to double loop around here, and you're really just creating all these kind of extra layers that you're now thinking about, and it's taking up so much space. And I think when I look at like why, and this is something I'm really seeing more of now that I'm starting to correct this, but why would I ever not speak as I feel? And it was because I spent a lot of time worrying about what other people thought about me. And I mean, really like worried about it or thinking about it. And when I start to drop some of that, I realize that there's a huge chunk of thoughts that were taking up my that I was focused on related to that. And when I can, the more I drop that, I just feel more free. And so to me, they're kind of related.
کبی میگه که بابک منم تجربه هم شبیه مال توه، مخصوصا در این مورد که اون حرفم با احساسی که دارم یکی باشه، این کاری نیست که برای من آسون بود. یعنی بیشتر موقع در زندگی این کار رو نمی کردم، برعکسش می رفتم و می دیدم که همه چی هی گیج و گمتر می شد، همه چی پیچیده تر می شد، لایه های اضافه می اومد بالا که بعد در مورد اونا هم فکر می کردم و خیلی جا می گرفتم. وقتی به این نگاه کردم که من چرا این کار رو می کنم، دیدم که خیلی برای من مهم بود که دیگران در مورد من چی فکر می کنم و هرچی بیشتر تونستم این رو رها کنم، دیدم چند تا افکار داره این پکیج که مربوط دارم به این و هرچی بیشتر میتونم این رو رها کنم، بندازمش، آزادی بیشتری احساس میکنم.
من اگه بخوام جواب سوال کبیر رو بگیرم، تقریبا تمام عمر اون بیشتر وقتا اون چیزی که فکر میکردم و اصلا یه جور دیگه اکت میکردم. یعنی در واقع من اصلا جور دیگه ای رو بلد نبودم، یعنی و به این موضوع شاید بگم اعتیاد داشتم و اصلا شناسایی نمی کردم. فکر میکردم اون چیزی که من فکر میکنم و باید الان یه ماسکی بزنم و یه کار دیگه بکنم. یعنی من این شناسایی و شناخت رو نداشتم که اصلا غیر از این هم راهی وجود داره. اما بعدن که کم کم داستان خلوص نیت اومد بالا، من احساس کردم چرا من در طبیعت خودم راحت نیستم، من چرا انقدر خستم. فکر کردم من خیلی دارم از خودم انرژی میگیرم با این کاری که یه چیز دیگه فکر میکنم و یه کار دیگه میکنم و کم کم فقط شروع کردم به شناسایی کردنش، نه اینکه بخوام خیلی هم کار خاصی بکنم، چون انقدر معتاد بودم بهش ازم بر نمی اومد. اما همین که شناساییش میکردم، از هر 10 بار یه بار موفق میشدم که استاپ کنم و اون احساسم و عملم رو یکی کنم، اینقدر احساس راحتی، اینقدر احساس تو خودم بودن و تو طبیعت خودم داشتم که کم کم تشویق شدم که این کار رو یاد گرفتم کم کم و هنوزم تو مرحله یادگیریم.
Bliss says, if I'm going to answer Callie's question, I can say that with regards to speaking how I felt, I always did the opposite. It's as though I didn't know any other way. I was addicted to it. I thought I have to put on a mask and act the opposite. I had no recognition of what I was doing. Later, when the teaching of sincerity came up, I asked myself, why am I uncomfortable in my own skin? Why am I always so tired? And when I looked at it, I saw that always acting the opposite of how I feel took so much energy from me. I wasted so much energy on this. So then I started recognizing it little by little, not doing anything more, because I was so addicted that that's all I could do. Maybe 10 times I would recognize it, and once I was able to stop against it. And it felt so good, and I felt so much comfort in being and peace in my being, that I was motivated
to learn to do this, and I'm still learning.
So.
Also, in addition to what I said earlier, I think when I don't talk sincerely or act sincerely, it looks like I'm lying. I'm not being honest. And betraying myself first and then the people that I'm acting or talking to. And then to cover the first lie, you need to make a second lie. To cover those two, you need to make another lie. And it makes you deeper and deeper and makes you actually ill. Because you need to keep your secret and your lying with thousands of lies to cover the first one, the first lie. من گفتم توی اضافه کردن به اون چیزی که اول گفتم من فکر می‌کنم وقتی که خالص بعد روی خلوصی هم صحبت نکنم یا حرف نمیزنم یا عمل نمیکنم مثل که دارم دروغ میگم و مثل که دارم به خودم و به اون کسی که دارم طرف مقابلمه تو اون ارتباط دارم خیانت میکنم و بعدش برای نگه داشتن اون دروغ و حفظ کردن و پوشوندن اون دروغ دروغای دیگه میاد دومی و سومی و چهارمی و همینطوری باعث مریض شدن من میشه به دلیل اینکه باید همه این دروغا رو حفظ کنم که اون دروغی رو اولیه که گفتم حفظ کنم و اینکه بپوشونم واقعیت رو.
So I have just a follow-up question to this, which is, you know, we talked about the importance of speaking as you feel, but how do we reconcile this with not unpacking our luggage or acting out of ego? Is there a clear idea of when you're speaking as you feel versus unpacking a bunch of your luggage? Does that make sense to anyone?
کردم میگه که یه سوال دیگه دارم. ما اینجا در مورد این صحبت کردیم که بابا میگه خیلی مهمه که اون حرفی که اون احساس حرفت هم در یه خط با اون باشه. اما چگونه ما این کارو بکنیم ولی هیچ چمدونامون رو باز نکنیم و از ایگو نیاد؟
One sharing that I guess related to this that I don't
know. Could you please clear your question? I didn't get it.
Does anyone else get it that would explain it again?
Saying to speak as you feel, but you also don't want to come from a place of ego or unpack your luggage. So how do you make sure you should speak what you feel? Because sometimes what you feel may be ego fueled
or all of your luggage.
And this is the kind of. Related to what you did, the way you said that, you explained it beautifully, that I was been thinking about, because I think sometimes earlier on this path, you know, there definitely was a time where I didn't want to be perceived on this path as having ego or angry or not okay with something or all those things, right? But I think even now that I look at it, if you can look at your ego or your flare-ups and you can see them until they go away, then that's great. But if you're just sitting on them and you're not dissolving them at all, you're better off to get it out and have somebody smack them out of you. Because even now, if I am about to have a big ego flare and I know I can't sit on it and let it out, once I've let it out, I look at it and realize how stupid I sound, right? Or someone Sat will help correct, this thing. So, I'm working on this. This is not something I've nailed, but the more even honest I feel like we can be here, the faster we can get through some of it.
کردی میگه که برای من شخصا در این راه در ابتدا من نمیخواستم کسی فکر کنه من آدمی هستم که خیلی منیت داشته باشم یا آدم عصبانی باشم. اگر بتونم به منیتم نگاه کنم، تشخیصش بدم و تماشاگر باشم تا اینکه از بین بره، خب عالی. ولی اگر نمیتونم و همینطوری دارم روش میشینم و داره تو دلم جوش میاد، بهتره بگم. حتی اگه قرار باشه که یکی مثلا بیشتر وقتا سخت منو تحصیل کنه، یا اینکه بگم و خودم بشنوم که چقدر این توش معنیت داره، این بهتره. هرچی بیشتر بتونم ساده باشم با خودم بهتره.
And even our companions on this path, you know, can and will help me with that. Bahar in particular, like, I can say something to her and she'd be like, can we go over that again, but like say it again and like listen to what you're saying and listen to the facts. And it's really helpful sometimes.
کردیم که حتی همراهامون در این راه میتونن به ما در این مورد کمک کنن. بهار خیلی به من در این مورد کمک میکنه. یه چیزی رو میگم بهار میگه میشه یه دفعه دیگه اونو بگی، گوش بده ببین چی داری میگی و خیلی به من کمک میشه.
If I'm honest about it, yeah.
I like to share my understanding of conscience. Conscience is a voice of bad and good. The guidance in this dream, it has nothing to do with our reality at all. It is just to take from one point to the other in our life in the bazaar, dealing with the bazaar in a less aggressive way, less harmful and self-inflicted way. But this is not the end of all. Conscience is based on duality, good and bad. So we don't give it much weight as we do as a bazaar people. We really should watch every thought, words and deeds and make sure it doesn't harm anybody or ourselves. But in the big picture, conscience is made out of beliefs in this world, and sometimes it even changes. Sometimes what is bad today could be really good the next day. My own experience is, when I have sincerity, I'm allowed to scream. When I don't have sincerity, I better shut up. So what is sincerity for me is to stand the ground of myself and thus just shoot the ball, but never leave that standing position. And that has been a big lesson in my life. And then you get to the point that your actions, I'm not saying it is like this for all of us, but your actions are irrelevant because your heart is so open and so willing to embrace the screen of the play that there is no judgment. There is, I'm not saying that to give a voucher to everybody to go and shout, but I'm just saying realize that the conscientious voice is really for the people in the bazaar that they are acting savagely, and we should follow it. And then beyond the conscientious voice, I mean, good and bad, there is a tranquility that I call it inner voice that is okay with everything in a way. It doesn't sit there as a judgment, but directs you in a way that is not opinionated. So that's been my experience in my life with this. And also hearing everybody, some people said expressing is good and some not, reminds me of that story where Baba said in an interview, a New Yorker went to Baba and said, I drink so much coffee, is it bad for me? And Baba said, if you're lazy, it's very good for you. If you're hyper, I would stay away. So like somebody like Bahar that was boiling inside and couldn't express herself, she needs to. But those that constantly expressing themselves, they need to shut up, right? Again, we come back to the conscientious voice. It's not conscious voice, it's conscientious voice, which is built in duality, but needs to be paid attention. But as we go back home, the closer we get to the gateway of home, we realize the whole thing is a bullshit. So that's just me.
سر میگه که میخوام تجربه خودم رو باهاتون شیر کنم در مورد وجدان. وجدان صدای خوب و بده و در این خواب هدایت میکنه، ولی هیچ حقیقتی نداره. فقط به ما اجازه میده که از یه جا برسیم به یه جای دیگه و در بازار بتونیم دیل کنیم با خشم کمتر یا با صدمه به دیگران کمتر یا به خودمون. ولی کل قضیه نیست. وجدان ریشه‌اش در دوگانگیه، خوب و بد. برای همین ما خیلی بهش توجه نمیدیم.
وجدان هم نمیشه. ولی گوان
این وجدان از باورایی که به نظر ما خوب بود یا بد بود ساخته میشه و این باورا هم عوض میشن، تغییر میشن. بعد یه روز بد بکنی یه چیز خوبه، روز بعد میبینی نه بده. حالا خلوص نیت چیه؟ خلوص نیت اگر من داشته باشم میتونم فریاد بزنم و اگر نداشته باشم بهتره هیچی نگم. حالا این خلوص نیت برای من چیه؟ یعنی روی زمین خودم وایستم بدون این که تکون بخورم و این یه درس خیلی بزرگی بود در زندگیم.
I have to add to it that when we are in the bazaar and we don't know spirituality, the conscious voice or the guiding is all we know and is very, very important. Very, very important. But once you tap your inside and go home enough, that's where you get your guidance. And it's very irrelevant to what is good and bad. In a way, is beyond both of them. Bad is not bad, good is not good, but in any case is extremely harmless because it doesn't have a individual self to harm. Right? The more individual we are, the more we take ourselves seriously as mind and body, the more dangerous we become. So once we rely on the third group, then our action is not so harmful and undirected on their own fancy. We get a direction from a beyond the beyond, as if. So I'm not harping, not necessarily listening to conscious voice. I'm just saying it for our group to not get hung up with it too much, because we already feel like we can't viciously harm somebody or ourselves or our nature or our animals around us or steal or, you know. So that's when is a good place to be able to share that.
وقتی خلوص نیت داریم و حرکت همون، و اینو برای همه نمیگم، ولی حرکت همون دیگه بیمعنی میشه اگه قلب باز باشه و آماده ایم که
و عشق باشه که هست، قلب باز همشه عشق داره
و آماده ایم که این صفحه سفید پشت نمایش رو در آغوش بگیریم، دیگه هیچ قضاوتی نیست. این وجدان برای اوناست که هنوز در دنیا کارشون
خرابه، خطرناکه، دروغ میگن، دزدی میکنن، آزار میرسونن و هر چقدر که شخصیت خودشون رو قبول کرده باشن بیشتر میشه. ما که داریم شخصیت رو خرد میکنیم دیگه، قضامونه داریم از یه جایی خیلی ماورای همه این چیزا میگیریم. پس در این صورت احتیاج نیست یا توجه به کاراکترمون بکنیم. I think I said it in a short.
Thank you, Sam.